Hello, and welcome to First Baptist Church.
What an incredible song. I'm going to tell you, that song is very new to me. We started singing it around First Baptist Church actually not long ago. But as you stop and look at the lyrical content, it is so rich. And I'm so thankful for Ricky Clark, who brought that song to our church and made it part of our soundtrack of faith here at First Baptist Church. We're going to look at the story kind of behind the song, where the song comes from. But first, given the theme that the song gives us, we're going to look at Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. And as we do, I want us to look at this particular theme tonight. To this I hold, my only hope is Jesus. That's a line taken straight out of the song. To this I hold, my only hope is Jesus. And yet again, and sometimes I feel like a broken record player saying this, but it bears repeating, because all of us can fall into the trap of thinking that we have somehow earned our way into a relationship with God. And nothing could be further from the truth. We don't earn our way into heaven. We don't earn our way into forgiveness. We don't earn our way into eternal life. No, the only way that we can be in relationship with God, the only way that we can go to heaven when our life on this earth comes to an end, the only way that we can be forgiven of our sin is through Jesus Christ our Lord, by receiving through faith His gift of eternal life. So look with me at Ephesians chapter 2. We're going to look at the first 10 verses, and we're going to start with verses 1 through 3. The Apostle Paul is writing to the church at Ephesus, and he says this, "And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind." My goodness, there's so much wrapped up in those three verses, but let me give us this point. The first point is that God had to rescue us. God had to rescue us. Notice how the passage starts. "And you were dead in trespasses and sins." I once heard on Christian radio, the DJ was talking about what it is to be stuck in sin. And he was saying that sin is kind of like a sickness that just taints everything that's going on in our lives. And unfortunately, the metaphor falls apart, because that's not at all what the Bible says sin is. No, sin leads us into being spiritually dead. "You were dead," the Bible says, "in trespasses and sins in which you once walked. And you had enemies coming against you." The Bible here tells us who our enemies are: the world, whose ideologies are opposed to the teachings of God through Christ; the devil, who is a very name, Satan, means adversary. He's a liar and the father of lies. He's the accuser of the brethren. He comes to steal and kill and destroy, and that's all he wants to do in your life. He brings temptation that looks alluring at first, but ultimately ends in death every single time. That's all he can produce: stealing, killing, destroying. And so those are our two enemies, but then there's a third enemy that clings even more closely: the flesh. Or in the NIV, the flesh is often referred to as the sinful nature. This nature in us that compels us to do the things that ultimately we don't really want to do, but man, it sounds good in the moment. And we're blinded to the outcome of what will come. Well, you know, the Bible says that the wages of sin is death. And when we are stuck in our sin, when we are held captive to bondage and decay, as the Bible would say it, we are dead in our trespasses. And do you know what dead people don't do? They don't get up. For dead people to be raised, guess what has to happen? An outside force has to act. And that's exactly what God did. God sent His Son. And the Bible says about Jesus that in Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. So you have God the Son, the second person of the Holy Trinity, Jesus Christ, coming, and Jesus comes bringing in Himself life. And He comes to a bunch of spiritually dead people. God had to rescue us. And so as we look at the theme of "To this I hold, my only hope is Jesus," the first point is this: we recognize that we were hopeless and we were helpless We had to be rescued by an outside force that was alive spiritually, acting on us. That's exactly what God did by sending His Son. So this first three verses tells us the state of where we were outside of Christ. But look at verse 4. We're going to look at verses 4 through 9. Verse 4 has the conjunction but. It changes direction. And watch this magnificent direction change that God gives us. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with Him, and seated us with Him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages He might show the immeasurable riches of His grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. The second point I want to give us tonight is this. Through Christ, God has redeemed us. Through Christ, God has redeemed us. Notice this journey that this text takes us on. We were dead in our trespasses and sins. We were nothing but victims to the flesh, the world, the devil. And then God acted. God, who is rich in mercy, came and raised us up. He redeemed us. He bought us back by the blood of Jesus Christ our Lord. It is by God's grace that we are saved. It is not a result of our works. For the Bible tells us that even our best works, our deeds of righteousness, the good things we do, are like filthy rags when they're compared to a holy God. And so we come to Jesus with empty hands saying, Lord, I got nothing. I have nothing to offer but my sinful self. And do you know what Jesus does? He receives us right where we are. He welcomes us in. And when we express faith in Him, He cleanses us of our unrighteousness. He forgives us of our sin. He makes us children of God. He makes us new creations in Christ. Through Christ, God has redeemed us. He acted to bring the spiritually dead to spiritual life. Well, now look at verse 10, because we don't want to miss verse 10. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. The third point I want to give us tonight is this. In Christ, God has redirected us. In Christ, God has redirected us. We are His workmanship. We have been created in Christ Jesus, get this, to do good works. And God prepared us beforehand that we should walk in those good works, that we should be the people who do good deeds on the planet. But we have to keep it in the right order, and we have to keep it in the right perspective. It's not, I do good deeds, so God accepts me. That's not it. That's not how it works. Our good deeds outside of Christ are like filthy rags to God. No, this is the order. God accepts me by His grace through my faith in Jesus Christ, and as a result of the new nature He gives me, I now do good works. So good works come into play, and good works are very important. The Bible says, do your good deeds before all people that they may see your good deeds, letting your light shine before them. They may see your good deeds and glorify your Father who's in heaven. But it's not do the good deeds to earn heaven. It's when heaven comes into you as you trust and follow Jesus, let that heaven come out in the form of good deeds. Does that make sense? So God had to rescue us. God has redeemed us through Jesus Christ. And then God has redirected us. No longer are we pursuing our own path. No, now we are pursuing His will for our lives and His good design. That's really what's being communicated in this song, Yet Not I, But Through Christ in Me. And again, I'll remind you of our theme, To This I Hold, My Only Hope is Jesus. When I stand before Almighty God, my only hope, my only plea is that Jesus Christ died on the cross for me, rose from the grave, and I have placed my faith in Him. That's it. That's all I got. I'm not going to tell God that I was a preacher. I'm not going to tell God that I worked for a church. I'm not going to tell God that I went to seminary. I'm not going to tell God that I gave some money. I'm not going to tell God that I walked little old ladies across the street or donated food to a food pantry. I'm not going to tell God about any of my good deeds because even my good deeds are tainted. No, I'm going to say my only hope is Jesus, and I've placed my faith in Him. That's the answer for all of us, incidentally. So if tonight you're clinging to any good deeds by which you think you might be earning heaven, let it go. Let it go. Don't hold out dirty rags to God and say, accept me on account of these. It's not going to work. No, come to Him and say, my only hope is Jesus. So this song was written in 2018 by a group called City Alight. City Alight, specifically three members, Johnny Robinson, Rich Thompson, and Michael Farron. And City Alight comes from, it's a music ministry in a church in Castle Hill, Sydney, Australia, called St. Paul's Castle Hill. And the vision of City Alight is to write songs that have, and these are their words, with biblically rich lyrics and simple melodies for the Christian church to sing. They want to produce biblically rich lyrics with simple melodies. Well, we just sang the song, and that's exactly what it is. It is so dense and so rich with content. In fact, I thought about taking every verse of the song and going line by line and saying, this is the biblical truth this presents. This is the biblical truth this presents. But we'd be here for 2 hours because it's so dense. So here's what I want to do. Given the truth that we were dead in our trespasses and God acted to rescue us, God acted by sending His Son to redeem us, and that God, through Christ, has redirected us on a new trajectory of trusting and following Jesus and letting our light shine before others that they might see our good deeds and glorify our Father who is in heaven. I want you to hear these lyrics again and just kind of let them wash over you. Let them speak to your heart as you hear them in a different way, spoken this time instead of being sung. But hear these words produced by City Alight, "Yet not I, but through Christ in me. What gift of grace is Jesus, my Redeemer? There is no more for heaven now to give. He is my joy, my righteousness and freedom, my steadfast love, my deep and boundless peace. To this I hold. My only hope is Jesus. For my life is wholly bound to His. Oh, how strange and divine. I can sing, all is mine, yet not I, but through Christ in me. The night is dark, but I'm not forsaken. For by my side, the Savior, He will stay. I labor on in weakness and rejoicing, for in my need, His power is displayed. To this I hold, my Shepherd will defend me. Through the deepest valley, He will lead. Oh, the night has been won, and I shall overcome, yet not I, but through Christ in me. No fate I dread. I know I am forgiven. The future sure, the price it has been paid. For Jesus bled and suffered for my pardon, and He was raised to overthrow the grave. To this I hold, my sin has been defeated. Jesus now and ever is my plea. Oh, the chains are released. I can sing, I am free. Yet not I, but through Christ in me. With every breath, I long to follow Jesus, for He has said that He will bring me home. And day by day, I know He will renew me until I stand with joy before the throne. To this I hold. My only hope is Jesus. All the glory evermore to Him. When the race is complete, still my lips shall repeat, yet not I, but through Christ in me." What a beautiful song that so beautifully sets forth the message of the gospel. We come to God saying, "Yet not I. I haven't done anything to earn your salvation, Lord, but through Christ in me. My only hope in life and death is Jesus' blood and righteousness, and You have given it to me by Your grace. Thank You, Lord." So tonight, if you're clinging to anything but Jesus for your eternal salvation, let it go. Come to God with empty hands, saying, "Lord, my only hope is Jesus, but I turn from my sin and receive Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior right now. I trust Jesus, and I will follow Him." You know what God will do? He will do what you can't do. He will cleanse you of your sin, separating it from you as far as the east is from the west. He will call you His child. He will welcome you into His loving embrace, and He will hold on to you forevermore. Yet not I, but through Christ in me. Let's pray. Oh Lord, Your gospel is glorious, and we don't deserve it. Lord, we confess freely and openly that we deserve hell. That's what we've earned. But You, through Christ, have offered us heaven. You have offered us forgiveness. You have offered us eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. And so, Lord, I pray that we would once again affirm that there is nothing about us that is worthy of Your salvation. No, it is all by Your grace. But we're so thankful for Your grace is grace indeed, and it is full and it is complete. The cross and resurrection of Jesus is enough to cleanse us from all of our nasty sin and, Lord, to lead us on a new trajectory. And we pray that You would continue to lead us on that new trajectory to make us more like Jesus with each passing day and indeed with each passing moment. And Lord, if there's anyone still clinging to good works or religious accomplishment to say, God, look at what I've done, may they let it go and lay it aside and say, to this I hold, my only hope is Jesus. For it's in His precious and holy name that we pray. Amen.
Awesome. Thanks. Tripped over my tongue a time or two, but I think it'll be all right.